Hare Krishna. The net of material knowledge can't net God. Suppose a person goes for fishing and that person has got, say, a fishing net with 1-inch holes in it. Now with that fishing net, all creatures, all aquatics that are smaller than 1 inch in size will slip out. Now suppose this person, this fisherman, he says that, oh, I have been fishing this lake, this river for the last 30 years and not once have I caught any fish that is small, I have not caught any being that is smaller than 1 inch, and therefore no such creatures exist. No, if somebody argues like that, it's a mistaken argument, because the fishing net, yes, a person may have caught thousands of fish by that fishing net in the past, but the fishing net has a particular resolution and it will catch creatures only up to that resolution, and its efficacy in catching fish bigger than 1 inch does not prove its efficacy for catching fish below 1 inch. In fact, the two are different. So similarly, we in our today's age have many systems for acquiring material knowledge, and science is one of the most important systems which is transformational in today's socio-cultural ethos. So the more scientists have acquired knowledge through the, we could say, the science casts a net for acquiring knowledge by casting a net at nature. So through the telescope, through their microscopes, scientists are essentially casting a net of knowledge towards nature. And they have caught many things. They have learned many things, many transformational things about, transformational in terms of outer capacity to manipulate, to process nature and do things with it. But this can lead sometimes to an unwarranted extrapolation, that now science, science by its very operational method, the science looks for mainstream science as it exists and as it practices today, looks for natural explanations for natural phenomena. And now here the science uses the word natural in the same way as we use the word material. So it looks for material explanations for material phenomena. And by definition itself, science does not look for anything non-material. So the scientific gadgets, the scientific methods, they operate according to certain premises. Just as a fishing net is designed according to a particular purpose, it is designed to look for for fish above a particular size. Similarly, all of scientists' science, at least mainstream science as it is practiced today, its methods and its gadgets, instruments, are used to look for material causes. And therefore, they cannot detect God, because God is not a material phenomena. God is transcendental. And being transcendental, He is beyond matter. He exists beyond the scope of sensory experience. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains in 7.12, Ye chaiva sattvika bhava rajasa tamasaschaye mattaiveti tanviddhi natvaham teshutemahi. So he says, Ye chaiva sattvika bhava, that whatever exists in this world, that it is comprised of three modes of material nature: goodness, passion, and ignorance. So these three modes are the fundamental building blocks of all of material existence within the Sankhya analytical framework that the Bhagavad Gita draws from. So without going into the technicalities, the important point is that everything in this world is material. And matta eveti tan vidhi, Krishna says, these come from me. Natvaham teshu te mai. I am not in them. They are in me. So God's self-existence is beyond this world. And because it is beyond this world, He cannot be perceived in this world. Of course, now we can make inferences. So by seeing fish of various sizes, we may be able to make an inference that, okay, smaller fish might also exist. But that's an inference, that's not a direct observation. So yes, by observing nature, we can infer, oh, it must have a source. And because nature also, in nature, we see things that are conscious, that have consciousness, so their source must also have consciousness. We can infer like this. And through inference, we can come to a supreme source of consciousness. A supreme source who is also conscious. But that is an inference. By science method itself, we will not be able to observe God. And the inability to observe God does not disprove the existence of God. It simply proves the the limitations of the methodology adopted by science and by meteorology in general. And so by recognizing that science is casting a particular kind of net, which cannot net God, we can adopt a different kind of, not exactly net, a different method. Krishna says in 9.2 in the Bhagavata, Pratiksha Vagamam Dharmya, so Sukham Kartum Avgam. He says that if you practice Bhakti Yoga, which is a spiritual science, then we can perceive by experience from within our heart the presence of God, the benevolence of God, the affection of God, the supreme reality of God's existence. So there is a different method for realizing God, and that method is the process of Bhakti Yoga. Thank you. Hare Krishna.